This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
DuPont announced on Wednesday that former USDA Deputy Secretary Krista Hardin has joined the company as the Vice President of Public Policy and Chief Sustainability Officer. Hardin left USDA at the end of February and will now lead DuPont's public policy and government affairs strategies, as well as its sustainability, philanthropy, product stewardship, and global regulatory activities, according to the company. Hardin takes the position previously held by Linda Fisher, who elected to retire last month. She will continue to work from Washington, D.C. DuPont Executive Vice President James Collins said she brings an unmatched understanding of the emerging challenges and opportunities that DuPont is addressing to improve everyday lives for people and communities around the world. In other news, the deadline to apply to be the next America's Pig Farmer of the Year is quickly approaching. Applications are being accepted through March 13th at americaspigfarmer.com. The award recognizes a U.S. pork producer who demonstrates excellence in raising pigs using the We Care SM ethical principles and in sharing his or her story with the public. Any U.S. pig farmer who is 30 years of age or older at the start of the year can apply through March 13th. Anyone that knows of a deserving pig farmer can also nominate a producer for the award. Third-party judges, along with the public, will help determine the final award recipient, which will be announced during National Pork Month in October. Yesterday, the HSHS St. Francis Family Farm event took place at Lincolnland Community College in Litchfield. I was able to stop by for a moment and catch up with one of the speakers from the event, Stephen Dumstorf of Kerber Eck & Breckel. Stephen's presentation focused on the top five tax issues facing farmers, and we discussed some of the highlights. Stephen, let's start out by just finding a little bit about you. You started working for this organization several years ago and actually started in Litchfield.
Yes, graduated from University of Illinois in 1990. Came to Litchfield. I'm originally from Breeze, Illinois, which is an hour or so south of here, although I do recognize the WSMI radio name from that. I believe you had a hard rock station back in the day when I was a child.
Yes, this is hilarious because for some reason this comes up in interviews, and it was called Night Rock, and it was before my time. I just started in August. But yes, we did have Night Rock, and the records are still at the station. So great to know that you're familiar with WSMI. Want to move into your presentation today. The main thing was top five tax issues facing farmers. Any highlights from that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. Probably two of the areas are probably the most discussion and the most interest from the group, and probably are the most prevalent and important too. One of those areas was retirement. I think a key takeaway there would be that if you are a farmer and you've been a farmer all your life and you're thinking about retirement or getting close, you really want to plan for that event several years before you retire, at least probably three and hopefully five, to be honest, because it's not an easy thing to transition an operation that you did everything on to either the next generation or to the neighbor or whatever your plan is. And there's also a lot of things we covered. There's a lot of tax aspects to that can be very costly if you don't plan for it properly. So that was a good section that had a lot of discussion.
Also, you said you touched on estate taxes and really the family planning and the carrying on to the next generation. So share with us some things you talked about with that.
Yeah, a few of the things we talked about there, at least from a tax aspect standpoint, we did cover a lot about Illinois estate taxes, which are different than the federal estate taxes. There was a lot of discussion about that. The Illinois has a $4 million exemption as opposed to a federal exemption that's larger than that, and also the federal exemption you can port over to your spouse, so you really get two exemptions. So at the federal level, it's a lot easier to plan for estate taxes, and a lot of people don't even need to do planning for estate taxes. But in Illinois, if you've got more than $4 million in assets as a family, you've got some planning to do. So the Illinois aspects was one part of that. The other one, which is probably, again, more important, goes in line with the retirement, really, and that is having a plan and taking the time to execute a plan. That one's probably even tougher than the retirement planning, unless you only have, like, one child or no children or something like that. But, you know, the process of getting your assets situated such that when you do pass on, or you and your spouse pass on, those assets carry out according to your wishes. And, you know, and if there are tax aspects, you hire some help to make sure that if you don't want them to, you know, at least a lot of those dollars don't go to the government in the form of taxes.
It sounds like the key message here, whether you want to think about it or not, is retiring or passing on your operation to the next person or generation, whatever it may be. It's going to take planning, is what I'm gathering here.
Yeah, that's really, it's absolutely important. And even on the, especially on the estate planning side, the planning part of that is probably more critical than anything, is the fact that you communicate that plan to your heirs so that, you know, everybody's not showing up at the funeral, at the attorney's office, wondering what's mom and dad, what's going to happen. You know, if there's a substantial amount of wealth there or a farm that's been in the family for a lot of years, you know, you're going to want to communicate that plan to your kids well before, probably before you even sign any documents. Really, you're going to want to involve them a little in the process. Although, all that really matters is what your wishes are. I mean, if you own the asset, you can do with it what you can give it to charity. You can say, my kids are all fine, or they're your assets. You can be charitable. You can give them to your kids, or you can pay some tax, or you can plan to get everything in the right bucket. That's really the key.
And I know we do have a Kerber, Eck & Breckel, or KEB office in Litchfield. And do you and other members of your staff in various locations, do you help farmers or whoever it may be, if they don't have a plan, help them start that plan?
Yeah, no question. In our Litchfield office, that's really our kind of our ag group headquarters for our KEB ag group. So we have a lot of farmers that we help in the area. And even not just in the area, we have clients all over the country, really. But that's headquartered in Litchfield. We probably have 5 to 7 folks, if not more, where they predominantly spend a lot of their time helping farmers.
And I'll ask you this for those listening, thinking, well, I don't have a plan and I need one. That's probably more common than people would think.
Yeah, you know, people, they don't, especially estate planning, it's, you know, talking about, you know, what's going to happen when I die and where all my stuff goes. Some people don't even care, you know. Maybe they care, but they don't want to deal with it. It's like, I don't want to think about dying. So, you know, estate planning is not, certainly not the most fun thing for clients to do. I enjoy helping clients in that area, you know, handle some complicated and difficult decisions and help them make the right decision. So that part's enjoyable, but there's some tough meetings. I mean, there's relationships that go a long way back that it all comes to the table when you're talking about estate planning. So it can be tough, but you know, it's better to work through it. It's better to communicate that plan while you're alive than to wait for, you know, an attorney to read it to them after you pass on. So involving the family, communicating the family, that's really important.
Stephen Dumstorf, CPA for Kerber, Eck & Breckel. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.